the O Doctor, technology writer, researcher, inventor, onjjstone.com. I'm Alex Jones of InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. We've taken a quasi-break from the bedlam, the meltdown, the Armageddon-type nuclear stuff happening in Japan. It's getting worse and worse by the minute. We've been proven, unfortunately, right again. I said Friday that there was meltdowns going on. I said Saturday with the explosion that there was going to be containment system breaches. Now, that's admitted today, and no one's at the plant now. They're talking about having helicopters fly over and drop stuff. That's coming up in the next segment with your phone calls, I promise. You were talking about the attack on the Internet. There's a whole cocktail of Internet IDs, taxes, tracking, throttling back alternative media, the new Google algorithm, they admit, targets alternative growing media because the old line media is dying. The government's discredited. They're all teaming up, openly hitting the panic button, saying, shut it down, shut it down. But isn't Pandora's box already open? Break down the constellation of attacks you see as a technology researcher in the Internet that they're going after.
So basically, with Twitter and the Facebook sharing, you can't stop something that someone says. If someone puts something on a Facebook page, oh, the government lied about the radiation levels. It takes one other person in their network to share with up to 5,000 people and another person up to 5,000 people. Or everybody, they have a fan page with 20,000, 30,000 people. It just reaches out. And you see the government trying to slow that down with Twitter. They say, oh, well, could you not talk about, you know, Israel or, you know, could you stop? And Twitter's like, well, sure, because I don't want to make the government upset. But then everybody already knows it. And then they go, Twitter, why would you do that? We need to hear what these people are on the ground so we understand real time, because real time you can't lie.
It's circumventing the old controlled media.
Mainstream media can't get a hold of it. They can't stop it. They can't rewrite what they want to rewrite, because people on the ground are saying, hey, people are dying out here. People are starving out here. We're setting stuff on fire here. You know, Egypt, you think shutting down the Internet wasn't a real big reason why they wanted to keep it out? They wanted to stop it from getting out. So what do? They turn off everyone's cell phones and Internet. And that's what control of the Internet here is going
to
do.
And the whole country came to a grinding halt.
And that's what they want to do with these little things. They say, oh, well, you're using too much bandwidth. Well, bandwidth means if you're in a viral sector and you're looking at things, you're trying to get information, you're trying to download, they can cap you off.
Look, they've done this for years on YouTube. We'll have a video that gets a million views in a day, and suddenly they just delist it and remove it. It's still there, but it just stops.
I'm sure there's someone in government that has a job to just watch these things and make calls and say, could you take stuff down?
Well, no, they admit Joe Lieberman does it all the time. It's his staff.
And the biggest thing, again, what I said, bottleneck. You can't keep that information from people, because once it gets out, a spark happens. And they can stop it, just like how they cut off the Internet in Egypt. But at that point, you already have videos flying around, people sharing them. You already have tweets flying around, people sharing them. And that's why they want to cap and control the Internet, because these free market spaces, these things that are making money and creating jobs in America, are the same thing that are disposing the governments. They're exposing them. You can't lie about a kid in Japan with a cell phone looking up at a mushroom cloud. You can't tell me there's not a mushroom cloud. It only takes one person with a cell phone and an Internet connection. I mean, the Apple store is staying open, giving free
Wi-Fi. Yeah, they tried to cover up the mushroom cloud.
The Apple stores are out there. So somebody said they're giving free Wi-Fi and power. They're one of the only places that people have Internet. So somebody's running around taking video, running back, uploading this video, and then boom. Your whole lie of telling me, someone who is nowhere near Japan, that nothing's wrong. I'm looking at a video, looking at a mushroom cloud from some kid in Japan. So who am I to believe? The government or an independent person saying, hey, we're dying out here. We need help.
Well, Cash Sunstein, the White House regulations are, said they're going to pose as thousands of alternative media to pump disinfo out to try to discredit us. But then we get that info and show how they did that.
Yep.
Because we've got the billions of people. They've got their centralized lies. It just doesn't work.
And
they're burning themselves down.
And the biggest thing, too, is just anything that threatens their business model. Comcast wants to kill Netflix because they can't buy Netflix. So what do? They're going to cut off their throttle, cut off their Internet, cut off their service, and in essence, killing a company. The United States government is going to let one company kill another company. And not capitalism, not buying them out, not dismantling them, literally taking one service away that's technically
free. Because they can't compete.
That's technically free, and then just kill another company. Because the government says,
and by the way, we built the Internet with the bills we pay. They charge us for all this bandwidth on both ends. They're making money. They start complaining about, oh, you're using bandwidth. They've got all the algorithms. They're making huge profits.
And
you're paying for it, folks. You're paying for the stinking bandwidth.
And my favorite thing is the price will go up for less usage, and then people who can't afford it, again, people who are on the bottom getting this information that they desperately
need. It cuts off the poor people. It's the same thing with the power plants. They shut them down, and then they make more money with the few that are left. Oh,
before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Costly pump outs and repairs and remove septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, I'm going to recap after I take some calls the latest developments, but people are starting a mass exodus from Tokyo. There is a big radiation cloud of strontium, I believe he said 90, radioactive iodine, cesium coming that way, and the government is admitting that it, a little bit of it won't hurt you too bad, but a lot will kill you, a long exposure. So pray for those folks. Radiation levels soar after third nuke explosion. Tokyo wind radiation plume could reach capital by nightfall. Europe's energy commissioner calls it an apocalypse. And guys, print me all those new ones, please. Thank you. Spent nuke fuel pool may be boiling. Panic may dump water on pool by helicopter. That's boiling with all those radioactive isotopes out into the atmosphere. Panic residents start to flee. They're also reporting there's been at least 4, perhaps 5 explosions, 2 last night, and that at least number 2's containment facility is breached. And if that stuff's on fire in there, ladies and gentlemen, this just went to Chernobyl levels. But you heard Dr. Bob Bowman, a lot of it's blowing out to sea. Not good, though, if you're eating the fish out of there. This is just unspeakable right now, obviously. And what does that say about the propaganda of the nuclear power industry? I'm a pro-technology guy. But, you know, give me coal any day. I've studied energy. They've got totally clean burning coal. That's why they want to tax carbon dioxide now, because that's all that's coming out in water vapor. And you can get people, they've done studies where most people will shine on to ban dihydrogen monoxide because it's a scary name. That's water. Carbon dioxide sounds scary. Most people in studies they've done, and you've seen it on TV where they go to an environmental meeting and say, let's ban dihydrogen monoxide. They say, yes, let's ban it. And they sign the petition. Let's ban sodium chloride. Yes, ban it. That's table salt. This is what they're doing. And, let's go to your phone calls. I want to get to a lot of them. I may do an entire hour of overdrive. This is just too important what's happening. Gord in Canada, then Gerald, Paul, Will, Donna. Gord, thanks for holding her on the air.
Thank you, Alex. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Hi, Dr. Stone. I'm a registered herbalist, and I've been practicing herbalism just north of Toronto for a while. And I wanted to cover a few separate things, but quickly go over the dosing of the iodine. There might be a bit of misunderstanding about the difference between kelp and elemental iodine. So when you're taking, like you mentioned, some product that you had in front of you that gives you 150 micrograms per drop, right? So to get what would equal 6 milligrams of Lugol's iodine per drop, you'd have to take 40 drops of a regular kelp-based product that yields a smaller amount of iodine.
Are you a pharmacist?
I'm a herbalist.
Well, I mean, I had a degreed pharmacist on the radio broadcast just earlier, and he specifically, with the iodine from kelp, disagreed with the statement you just made.
Right, I know, but that's why I wanted to clear it up, because kelp, like a teaspoon of kelp, 5,000 milligrams will only give you 1 to 5 milligrams of iodine.
Yeah, you're not listening to me, sir. We're not even talking about raw kelp here. We're talking about iodine from kelp, iodine extracted from kelp, like vitamin C extracted from tangerine peels.
Right, I understand that, but you need to take enough kelp to give you the elemental iodine of 6 milligrams. And so you're not taking kelp per se, you're taking the iodine level. So
yes, sir, appreciate your call. Yes, we understand that. Thank you. Let's talk to Gerald in West Virginia. Gerald, you're on the air.
Yeah, how you doing, Alex?
Good. What's on your mind?
Okay, I got a couple of questions. First off, the iodine, what about people like me that are extremely allergic to iodine? I mean, if I eat a couple pieces of seafood, I get extremely sick.
Well, that's the same thing. If I say a good storable food is peanut butter, but you are allergic to peanut butter, then you don't want to eat peanut butter because you know that. If you're allergic to penicillin, you don't want to take it. But, yes, that's a good question for a pharmacist or a medical doctor. What does someone do who's allergic to iodine? Now, are you allergic to certain types of extracted iodine? Because iodine is in all sorts of foods. I mean, can you not eat bread or waffles that have alfalfa in it?
Just seafood. Like if I eat crab legs or crabs, then I get really extremely sick. I mean,
well, you might be allergic to something else in there. I mean, I can't tell you, sir, because I'm not a doctor or a pharmacist, but that's a good question. What's your overall view of the devastating news? We're being pretty calm about here, and we did predict this 3 days ago that at least the reactor number 2 at Fukushima has been exposed. The containment vessel has been exposed.
Okay, I'm from West Virginia, and, you know, everybody likes to make fun of all of us hillbillies. But let me tell you something. I think this is an extreme cover-up. I do believe that this is way worse than anybody is letting out.
Well, I agree with you, and I appreciate your call. Paul in Alabama, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, thanks for taking my call. I know you and Dr. Bowman said that not as much radiation is going to hit the U.S. because of, you know, crossing the ocean there.
Well, I mean, I didn't say that because I don't. Bowman said, you know, that hopefully most of it will go in the ocean, and I would imagine that's the case.
And he said there was a slight change in the jet stream, too. But I just wanted to, you know, not to try to beat this to death, but distinguish something real quick with the iodine. Okay, there's three types of iodine supplements you can use to protect from the radioactive iodine. There's iodine supplements like the kale that you have. There's potassium iodide, and there's potassium iodate. Okay, the Iostat pills contain 130 milligrams of potassium iodide. Okay, the equivalents to that are 100 milligrams of the supplemental iodine like you have, 130 milligrams of the iodide, and 170 milligrams of the iodate. Okay, now, I want you to look at the back of your bottle. It says it's in micrograms, MCG. Am I correct?
Yes.
Okay, micrograms. 1 microgram is the equivalent to 0.001 milligrams. And I heard when you were on with Ben Fuchs earlier, and he said the pills, the Iostat pills, contain 130 milligrams of iodine. Okay, and those your drops are in micrograms. Okay, for 130 micrograms, I think your bottle said 120 or 130 micrograms.
150.
150 micrograms, that would be 0.15 milligrams, okay? So for you to get the same equivalent as one of the Iostat pills, you would have to take 130,000 drops of that kale substance.
Fuchs, I'll have to stick with him and research that, but I appreciate that. Again, I don't want to sit here and obsess over this all day long. And just get completely obsessed with it. The point is, if your thyroid is filled with the good iodine it needs, it will not absorb anymore. If it gets what it needs. I've read that it is overkill with these pills, these Iostat, that makes some people get sick. I'm not a medical doctor. I'm not giving you advice. I've told you what I've done. Okay? Folks, we're talking about meltdown going on at 4 reactors. We're talking about giant explosions, fires. We're talking about a radioactive cloud going towards Tokyo. And as many experts have stated, if we're dealing with uranium and plutonium, it's not even going to matter with iodine. Okay, so the issue is, thank God there's an ocean between us called the Pacific Ocean. And I'm not getting in an argument with you, Paul. It goes on and on and on. And then it becomes, I must provide everything for everyone, and I must have the answers, and I must, you know, do all of this. Let's go ahead and talk to Will in Kentucky. You're on the air, Will.
Yeah, hi, Alex. How are you today?
Good. What do you think about what's happening in Japan?
I think it's rotten, man. I think the government has their hand in it. They had their hand in everything that goes on around us today in the news. Before it makes the news, we know about it. And like you said, the internet is going away. They're trying to get it get rid of that part so that we can't tell them what we think of them or what's going on, what they're doing behind our backs. At any rate, I was listening to Dr. Bowman that you had on earlier, and he mentioned something about, you know, the iodide and all that. There's people here with potassium iodide, they're running crazy to get to the stores. You go on the internet and look up potassium iodide, all it says is sold out everywhere. You can't get it.
Absolutely. There we go. Another call on that subject. I mean, my whole issue here is, at this point, here's the biggest issue. We can't trust the Japanese government, the UN, the U.S. government to tell us the truth. You heard Bowman that those detectors they've got testing the Japanese people are only going to pick up the radiation from uranium or plutonium. They're not going to pick up generally the cesium, the radioactive iodine, the strontium. So this is a can of worms, and we're all trying to figure this out together here right now. That's why we're taking your phone calls. But we don't know what's going to hit us. I just know that jet stream comes across the Pacific, and historically, we know Chernobyl went all the way around the world, further than Japan, you know, over the Middle East, over Russia, over Asia, over Japan, over the Pacific, and back over the U.S. That was on record in 1986. It orbited the planet for several years. So you heard Bowman. He said a lot of it is going to come here, a small amount of the overall, but that itself will increase cancer rates. There's a reason cancer is already up in the last 60 years of the nuclear age. Guys, search the term, the factoid, number of above-ground nuclear tests, total number of above-ground nuclear tests with the U.S., Russia, the British, the French, and many others, the Chinese. I believe it's in the hundreds. I mean, let's just do it. Super dead reckoning from ancient memory. I believe there's been over 300 above-ground nuclear tests, and the U.S. has done the most of anybody. We'll see if I'm right after this break. The point is, what do you think all those did? Above ground. Some of them detonated on the ground. Then you get a lot more fallout. We're going to come back with more of your phone calls straight ahead, continuing to cover this. The latest news straight ahead, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. Stay with us.
Alex has told you that the Mideast uprisings over food prices and shortages caused by fuel costs are spreading worldwide. We're seeing the impact right here in the United States. Ethanol that was supposed to reduce petroleum use and fuel prices hit a 30-month high in February, and pump prices are expected to reach $5 a gallon. Because of shipping costs, food is being priced out of the reach of millions of Americans with an expected 35% jump in the next 60 days. Move quickly while you can still afford it, and eFoods Direct will pay your shipping costs for you. For the best tasting, long-term storable food, you pay nothing for shipping and can put every dollar into food at today's prices. eFoods Direct, food so delicious you can serve it tonight or save it for the future. Take advantage of free shipping by calling 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you realize that Franklin Delano Roosevelt tried to implement the entire socialist program upon America, but alert congressmen stopped him in his tracks? And yet over 22,000 of the laws that he got passed are still on the books, even though the Supreme Court said that they were null and void and should not be used today. We'd like to help you understand how these things are going to affect you and yours in the near future by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now while operators are standing by to take your call. Call now. It's a free one-year subscription.
We are continuing overdrive throughout this hour. It is now being reported by mainstream news that more deadly types of radiation are being ejected directly into the air. I'm going to be covering that after the break. We're going to have pharmacist Ben Fuchs back on because this has become a big point of debate. Again, I'm not giving medical advice here. I've been saying that since Friday. I have the pills. I've chosen to go with the liquid because it's better absorbed. And if your thyroid has enough, it shuts off. There is a lot more, and it is overkill with the Iostat. But that's my personal opinion. Okay, I'm not here giving you advice. We're going to get Ben Fuchs back on. But I went and looked at iodine deficiency sites that do the research, and they talk about how you need 130 micrograms a day, and then it fills your thyroid. Have you been doing it over time? Obviously, but we're going to talk to a degreed pharmacist on the other side to try to explain this from his perspective. But you do whatever you want, okay? Don't take it or go eat a big piece of fish that's got it. I don't care what you do. Do whatever you want. I'm not going to medically tell you to eat fish. You do whatever you want, okay? And we eat so many GMO foods, people are allergic to everything now. In fact, don't eat any food. Just stop eating. Joking now. This whole iodine thing has completely exploded and gone crazy. And so we'll continue to discuss that as well. Right now, let's go ahead and go back to your phone calls. Donna in New Hampshire, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I'm a researcher and moderator over in Prison Planet Forum, and I've done some extensive research on trying to help people detox their body, you know, from radiation. One of the things that I did find out throughout my research that people can go out and buy a plant called spiderwort. And what spiderwort does is the minute any kind of radiation is present in the area they're in, the flower will turn pink.
I wonder how folks are going to find enough spider warts. Suddenly there'll be a shortage of spider warts. I'll have to look into that.
Well, you know, that's, and also there, if you go to the Prison Planet Forum. And
that's almost like a canary in the coal mine.
Correct. But this way, if you have just a little bit of detection of radiation, you can start doing your you know, 103, or you can do any kind of protection. You can eat well. There's a lot of things.
Well, the biggest issue is sealing your house, putting up plastic over the windows, and turning off the air conditioner. That's what we said Friday. That's what the Japanese government's saying right now. You know, that's the biggest issue, because then the radiation will go into the dirt and things. It's still there, but you have less of a chance of inhaling it directly out of the atmosphere, and a lot of it dissipates that way, and a lot of it will float over Japan out to sea and go into the ocean. And so if people can just stay in their houses, obviously, if they could get out of the way of the cloud that's now approaching Tokyo, reportedly already hitting it, that would be, you know, number one, what you should do.
It's also important to make sure you avoid sugars and sweets during this time. Way too much of that in your system is going to, is going to do danger to it. Also, it's very important to double up on your D3. The fact that Americans in general are D3 deficient, we've got to keep our immune systems up.
Very well said. I appreciate the call, Donna. Trina in Montana, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Oh, good. Thanks for taking my call. I wanted to read to you a note. I have a friend who's in Japan and was caught in the earthquake, and I thought you'd find this rather interesting. She goes on about, you know, the earthquake and how she was frightened. And then she said she works in a securities firm. She said there's no announcement by the firm, but I heard from the traders that Goldman Sachs on the 42nd floor had already evacuated.
And where is this?
She lives in Tokyo.
Well, I know that they've evacuated the many of the foreign embassies. That was reported last night out of Tokyo. And so that is confirmed that many foreign embassies, including the British and U.S. embassy, have moved into southern Japan out of central Northern Japan, where Tokyo is located. And so we can confirm that flights into Tokyo by British Airways, Lufthansa out of Germany, and others have suspended flights into Tokyo as of last night. So what does that tell you?
Well, this is the thing. She wrote this note right after the earthquake. She said they had email capabilities, so she was writing. Her husband's here in the United States right now. So she was writing everybody to know, let them know that she's okay, the kids are okay. But that Goldman Sachs had already, at the time of the earthquake, evacuated the building.
Well, you know, I'd like to see some proof of that. We have gotten proof in that FEMA and Homeland Security are ordering clinics not to prescribe the potassium iodine, the medical grade type, to people, telling them basically to hoard it. And we've got that article up at prisonplanet.com. It just broke.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part? This $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
The toll-free number to join us on this Ides of March, the 15th day of March 2011, this Tuesday edition, is 800-259-9231. I have a special statement to boil it all down coming up after pharmacist Ben Fuchs leaves us. He's popping back in live. He was on earlier today. And yes, if you go up to InfoWarsTeam.com, they do have the thyroid health kelp iodine based tablets. They're right there at the top of the site for people that can't see them. There's also some drops that company has. We're going to get those up on there. People keep asking. It's out everywhere. I haven't promoted it the last 4 or 5 days. It is at InfoWarsTeam.com. If you want it while supplies last, I don't know how long they will, but it'll be removed once it has been sold out. That's InfoWarsTeam.com. I'm going to get into this report after Ben Fuchs leaves us, and then I'm going to get into the latest developments that are earth-shaking, and pun unfortunately intended, Also, this latest article is only at prisonplanet.com. It's going up on Infowars.com in the next 5 minutes. U.S. government blocking Americans from obtaining potassium iodine. And we're getting massive emails and confirmed reports with names of where this is happening. Now, the man gave us his full name and everything. We need to have Watson add name removed for privacy, even though the guy didn't ask for that. So people know this was confirmed, not just a caller. This is, he gave the name of the place. We're getting countless calls and emails confirming that they're being told that the U.S. government has told them not to issue this out to people and to basically keep it. Germany has announced they're going to shut down pre-1980 nuclear plants. That's Reuters. Blast escalates Japan's nuclear crisis, and the government is saying that radiation is now being injected directly out of the four devastated and exploded plants. One, definitely, reactor number two has had its core revealed. The containment vessel is broken. Plant four may have had the same thing. You saw the Mark III plutonium-based plant blow sky high yesterday. The prime minister has been ordering last night and today the 500 workers back in. They're not going back in. So we don't know. I mean, this, the fact that they're trying to cover their hind end and saying, okay, reactor containment of two has been breached. Who knows? It's probably much worse if it follows the trend of what we've been seeing. I'm going to be getting into all of that coming up. And, of course, your phone calls, Terry, Nolan, Pat, California, and others that are patiently holding the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. But when I go to you, please be quick because I want to get to everybody. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs will probably just up the controversy even more. In fact, I was just taking iodine during the break, and I gave some to Phil. Will you bring that bottle back in for me? Thank you, sir. Trying to explain to people the difference between this type of iodine. We have the headline, panic buying stocks of potassium iodine exhausted in the U.S. We have a screenshot of Iosat, indications thyroid blocking and radiation emergency only. This is the stuff sold out all over the place. And it says it's 130 milligrams of potassium iodate tablet, USP, and 14 tablets per package. Now, separately, they're available still in some stores, though it's sold out almost everywhere, iodine from kelp or dulse or alfalfa. And reading mainline medical journals about this for people to have good thyroid function, you've heard about the African tribes have the giant jowls because they live up in the mountains and don't get any iodine and they have all those illnesses. Other tribes that don't know have it. The point is that when your thyroid is filled with natural iodine, according to all the medical doctors, people we've interviewed, then it won't absorb the radioactive iodine. Now, the question is, why is the pharmaceutical stuff 130 milligrams, and then this is 150 mcg, I guess that's micrograms. So what is the difference? People are calling in saying, Alex, you need to take thousands of these drops to get the same amount of what is in the Iosat. Well, look. All I'm doing here is covering alternatives. I'm not giving medical advice. I don't know, okay? I just know what people like pharmacist Ben Fuchs have been telling me. Ben, try to explain this to people in layman's terms who are confused.
Okay, here's the deal. There is the recommended daily allowance of iodine, the suggested amount of iodine. There's iodine that you need for daily functioning. That is based in micrograms. Then there's the iodine that you take for protection, for radioactive disasters, for example, such as SSKI or the potassium iodide pills. Those are measured in milligrams. So when you take iodine for protection from radiation, you need a lot more than when you take a baseline level for daily nutritional purposes. However, it's important to keep in mind that you can take too much iodine. So you don't want to stay on a high dose of iodine for too long a period of time. For emergencies, it's understandable. You do need to have a high dose of iodine to just drench your body with it so you don't take in that radioactive stuff. But the stuff that you're talking about, the kelp-derived and the stuff that you get from Dulse and the stuff in the that you buy at the health food stores, those are typically providing 130 to 150 micrograms of iodine, which is based on the recommended daily allowance of iodine. And so the difference is a thousandfold difference between protection and regular daily nutritional use.
As a pharmacist, does it do any good then to take the regular nutritional supplement iodine
For protection?
Yes.
No. There won't be enough for protection. Unless you've been doing it for a long period of time, and even then, it depends on how much you're exposed to. I would certainly, if I could find a potassium iodide, if I was worried about protection and I could find a potassium iodide, that's the way to go. Or SSKI, which is a solution of potassium iodide.
Okay, but if you've been taking the regular type for a long time, though, then that does...
It helps, but again, it depends on the kind of dose of radiation dose that you're getting. I mean, if you're right by the reactor, and Alex, by the way, iodide, protecting yourself using iodide does not give you overall protection from radiation. It gives you protection from radioactive iodine. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's not from the...
Not from
strontium.
Not from uranium, not from plutonium. It gives you protection for the thyroid from
radioactive
iodine.
I think that's why people are freaking out so much about this, is because they think it's going to give them 100% protection.
No, it's not. It's not going to give you 100%. That's why you want to upregulate all of your enzyme systems. You want to upregulate all of your detoxification.
Well, I know there's a whole laundry list of things that help with radiation. What are some of those things?
There's a lot of things. Selenium is very important. N-acetylcysteine is very important. Sulfur is very important. Vitamin C is very important. The amino acid glutamine is very important. Building your body's glutathione levels is very important. Superoxide dismutase is very important. There's a whole bunch of things, and it's really important if you want to protect yourself from overall protection for radiation that you upregulate all of these systems.
Continue.
MSM is very important. Eating a lot of sulfur-containing foods is very important. Eating a lot of, cabbage is very important. Onions, garlic, which also contains selenium. Those are very important. I think I said vitamin C is important. Seaweed in general has seaweed containing iodine, seaweed also has an ability to chelate or magnetically attract heavy metals. So eating substances that can help you magnetically attract these heavy metals and then pass them to your body is another strategy that you want to use. Vitamin E is very important. Vitamin E works with selenium, and vitamin E also acts to protect cell membranes. Essential fatty acids are very important.
Well, I'm glad we fleshed this out. So the callers calling up explaining this are correct. That's good. That's why I told folks, I don't understand all of this. I'm trying to learn it as we all learn together. There's a difference between healthy thyroid, getting what you need, versus totally trying to fill it to block it, but that's only for the radioactive iodine, one of the big isotopes, according to Bob Bowman, released from these melting down reactors.
But keep in mind, you can take too much iodine, so if you're going to be protecting yourself using SSKI or using potassium iodide tablets, you want to stop when you don't need the protection anymore, because taking too much iodine can also mess up the thyroid.
Well, I'm going to say this, as I've been saying since Friday. Call your doctor, go to the local clinic, talk to them. Now, shifting gears briefly, Ben, then I'm going to go back to calls, and I appreciate you coming on. We have this new report out by Paul Joseph Watson. The calls were pouring in yesterday, the emails. We've gotten people to send us the name of where it happened, the places. It's in this article where the U.S. government, the CDC, and others are basically ordering clinics that do have the Iostat type, strong medical grade potassium iodine with 130 milligrams. They are now telling them not to give it to people, even though it's over the counter.
I'm not sure why they're saying that. They want to hoard it, maybe?
I don't know. We've got this article up on PrisonPlanet.com. It's now going up on Infowars.com, but these reports are pouring in, and we've now had listeners confirm and even tell us dates, places, and times. Doctor refuses to prescribe drug, as they call it, after conversation with CDC. Amazon.com imposes 1 month waiting period as supplies sell out on back of panic buying. But I want to believe what Dr. Bowman's saying, that most of this is going to go out to sea, folks. The problem is we can't trust government to tell us the truth because they have a history of lying, especially dealing with nuclear disasters.
What are you going to do about the government? I wouldn't trust the government.
So basically, iodine is only one thing.
One thing only. It's important, and it protects the thyroid because, like your previous guest said, one of the major contaminants in a nuclear disaster is radioactive iodine. But there's other things, too. And so giving yourself overall protection, building up your immune system, using all these substances, all these compounds that we talked about is very, very important.
Well, the Japanese are some of the longest-lived people, and they eat a lot of seaweed.
That's right. That's right. Seaweed is amazingly it's amazing stuff. It's got vitamins. It's got amino acids. It's got antioxidants. It's got phytonutrients that protect you from the sun and protect you from just general background radiation. Amazing stuff. Seaweed. We should be eating it all the time. And green tea, by the way. I think I said that last hour. Drinking green tea, that should be your beverage of choice if you're concerned about radiation poisoning or toxicity. It should be your beverage of choice anyway.
Well, Dr. Bowman said it best, 3 degrees in nuclear physics. He said definitely some of this is going to hit the West Coast, but he said it'll be the type that, you know, takes a long time to cause people to get cancer. You won't see it overnight. But if these things completely melt down, then it's going to be more intense. And it looks like it, unfortunately, is leaning towards that direction. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs, thank you for clarifying that.
One last thing, if I could say, in Chernobyl, one of the big problems was milk from the cows that were near the nuclear disaster.
It was bioaccumulating and being excreted in their milk.
That's right. So you want to be very careful about dairy products. You want to be very careful about animal products in radiation-contaminated areas.
All right. Thank you. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs, we'll talk to you again very soon.
Thanks.
So there, thank you callers for correcting me. Again, I told you, I mean, on this type of stuff, I just know that it helps to have a healthy thyroid so you don't absorb as much, but it's true, you need the medical grade to fully fill it. As I said, talk to your doctors from Friday, as I told you. There. People are just calling saying the potassium iodine medical grade was sold out all over the country as of yesterday, so I'm like, well, what are alternatives? And you heard him. It's a whole spectrum of vitamins, minerals, nutrients, seaweed. You can go to any sushi place and load up, or any grocery store in a big city, they're going to have it. But again, I'm not saying that's going to protect you totally. It's not my job. I'm not God. I can't, you know, get it all done for you. We've got a great seaweed supplement from Kelp. Again, at InfoWarsTeam.com, because it's sold out a lot of places until they have a lot of it there. But InfoWarsTeam.com. And that also goes to support the broadcast, because in the middle of this crisis, I haven't even been plugging sponsors or the online video bookstore or anything because of this, or PrisonPlanet.tv, but we couldn't do any of this without you. Okay, I may even go into fifth hour of retransmission or live broadcast. There's so much to cover here. But let's go to Nolan in Ohio. Nolan, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, I'm not sure what's going on, but the government's definitely planning for something. I have some potentially imperative information from one of my relatives stationed out at Fort Hamilton, New York. He sounded alarmed. He gave me a call and asked if something major was going on here in the U.S. And I said, no, nothing that I've seen on the news. It's just Japan. And he said that they were provided full biohazard radiation suits with gas masks, and they were told they were in preparation for a natural disaster here in the U.S.
Well, I know Steve Watson wrote an article, and if the guys can find it, we'll put it up. It was on PrisonPlanet.com yesterday about solar watchers precisely predicted the Tokyo, the Japanese quake. And there are the predictions by astrophysicists and people like Piers Corbin, who said that big solar flare hit the Earth hours before the earthquake, coinciding with a, quote, giant moon, the closest it's been to the Earth since 1992. Or 19 years ago, and that those two things manipulate the magma, not just the tides, and that it contributed to that. And a lot of these solar physicists and people are saying, look for more earthquakes, including the West Coast of the United States. I'm not trying to scare people, but that is being discussed in mainstream news, and we're seeing a lot of tectonic activity. But the government also uses things like this for drills, you know, readiness drills. But I'd like to get some verification of that. Did he say anything else, Nolan?
Yeah, that's basically what they told him. It was for preparation for a natural disaster in the U.S. within 14 days. So that was yesterday. So I'm not sure. I mean, he sounded alarmed, you know, and he's in the military. So I'm going to try and get more information out of him.
Let's do this. I'm going to hang up on you. Nobody else call in on that line. From now on, we'll go into mega overdrive if we have to. Only military personnel, fast teams with the Marines, you name it, call in at 800-259-9231. Have you been told get ready for an imminent natural disaster? 800-259-9231. There is the headline from PrisonPlanet.com on screen. Both Japan and New Zealand earthquakes, volcanic eruptions, were precisely predicted last month by solar watchers. Is California next? Steve Watson, PrisonPlanet.com. Also on InfoWars.com. Let's continue with your calls. Pat in Ohio, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, Pat.
Yeah, Alex, I got two questions. Something you were talking about using potassium, because I'm going to follow your lead. You were talking about using potassium iodate versus...
Yes, that's one version, but that's something the military gave out decades ago, and then I looked into it. You can't even get it anymore. But I don't want to get... I'm here live on air trying to track all this. Check it out for yourself. I don't have all the answers on this.
Okay.
According to everybody we've talked to, you want Iostat... 130 milligram, but you can only take it for a little while because it's toxic after that. If radiation exposure comes, you don't want to really even take it as a preventative. Once once it's clear that if things get worse, if you could get it, but it's all sold out, so you can't get it. And the pharmacist was saying there's a cocktail of things that help you, but nothing's going to help you if you get a big dose of uranium or plutonium.
Right. But my question was, like, if Dr. Fuchs said that. You have to know when to stop taking it, and what do you do? Just
pharmacist
wait till the stuff goes away?
Well, it's all on the drug insert, so I can't give you medical advice because I don't even have the drug insert here in front of me. There's 14 tablets in this, and they recommend you take that regimen. Just go look it up for yourself. I mean, look up, Google the drug insert, Iosat, potassium iodate tablets insert. You know, it'll be online. We can put it up even on screen. Read it for yourself. It's like the flu shot. Where I said, read the insert. It says it can cause brain damage, Guillain-Barré's, spontaneous abortions. Just read it for yourself. Make your own medical decision. I cannot give you medical advice. We've got the potassium iodine nuke cord type stuff. It's expired, but we're going to, I guess, start taking that. Because, again, this doesn't give you total protection. But it's only from one isotope anyways. You can't dodge this bullet if it comes here.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
What's up, Chad?
All right, here's the deal. I'm going into super overdrive into the fifth hour. It will not be on the satellites. It will not be on XM. It will not be on the Genesis streams. You're going to have to go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.tv if you're a viewer to watch us and listen to us in the fifth hour. Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. We're going internet only as the four-hour main radio broadcast is about to end. We'll also go off shortwave as well. But I will be back tomorrow live, 11 a.m. And if things worsen, and if these meltdowns continue and these reactor cores continue to be exposed, as they admit one of them is now, there's been a major breach, and I'm going to break all that down in the next hour, then you better believe, ladies and gentlemen, that I will just, you will see an announcement at Infowars.com, at PrisonPlanet.com, that I'm going live at a time. It'll be internet only on PrisonPlanet.tv for the viewers there and the people listening to the streams on Infowars.com. We're also going to add a widget today to the bottom of Infowars.com that is a flash player that you can post on your own site for people that want to be able to get this information. I got a lot of news that I'm collating, getting together in a special report next hour. Now, I'm only going to open our phones up, my phones in my office in the Austin, Texas studios for military or emergency personnel who can confirm or deny, or families of military people that have been told this. Have you been told prepare for natural disasters that are imminent? They're always doing drills, but are they saying something's coming? What do they know about the solar flares? What do they know about the moon being so close to the Earth? It controls the seas. It also controls the magma under the crust. Or are they using HAARP, which they admit, like reprint me the quote, 1997 Secretary of Defense William Cohen, Army Times, where he said that governments and terrorists do have tectonic earthquake weapons. That's not me. That's Secretary of Defense. So it could be that, too. This could be a staged event. It exists. The globalists are totally ruthless. Who knows? I've got Times of Australia articles from in the 50s where they wanted to set off nukes on the ocean floor to create tsunamis to flood the Chinese. I mean, there's no end to this. So we're going to be breaking all that down. But again, if you're listening to the Genesis streams or on the Genesis Network, we're going to Super Overdrive. You'll have to go to Infowars.com, listen to the free streams there, or the video of your PrisonPlanet.tv member. We will continue on into the fifth hour today. And if stations want to carry that, you're welcome to get the internet feed and carry it if stations want it at Infowars.com. But let me give the number out to military personnel or emergency personnel, nuclear physicists, corporate people that are being told to get ready for something in the West. A lot of earthquake predictors and scientists are saying, look for big stuff here. There's all sorts of volcanoes becoming active again all over the world, not just in Japan. Here's the toll-free number, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-ALEX. And have we opened the phone system up yet? Guys, have we opened the phone system up yet? Phone system's open. You can call in right now, 877-789-ALEX. Now, listen, we need this information. Do not call if you're not someone with bona fide information. Do you understand? Because I know you're going to call, and we got one person answering the phones, and we don't screen your calls except when we ask specific questions, and we don't have time to talk to you for 5 minutes. Well, will you tell us information but don't have the bona fides? This is only, I'm asking you to respect the show, some of you out there. We appreciate everyone. But only if you have this information, leave the lines open for everybody else. 877-789-ALEX. 877-789-ALEX. Everybody else will be back tomorrow live, 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. That's 12 noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Mountain Time. Pray for Japan. Pray for the rest of the world. This is already beginning to dwarf Chernobyl. Pray for everyone there. We now know that we were correct Friday, Saturday, Monday, and today that there's been a cover-up going on. I'll recap and give you the latest information straight ahead after this one-minute break. But to join us, you need to tune on the web to the free iPhone app or Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.tv right now. Great job to the crew. Couldn't do it without them and you, the listeners, sponsors, affiliates, everyone. God bless you. Pray for America. Pray for Japan. Pray for the whole world.
You are listening to GCN.
Back in 1 minute. Stay with us. Transmission continues.
Visit GCNLive.com today.